This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I have to escape that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Oh, well, we're doing this? Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
You put it there.
I didn't know where you were going to be.
Stop running away.
It's on my giant
you
nose.
You need it.
Okay, there. That's perfect.
Yay.
Perfect.
Perfection.
You ready?
I'm so ready.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about positive, happy, or just whatever things we want that we see on the internet or have to do with the internet.
Yes.
I'm Rachel Ballinger.
I'm Gwen Ballinger.
This is my mom. I'm her daughter. And dog of the day is Blaze Boy, who I gave a stuffed lamb at the beginning of this so he wouldn't lick my mother to death. And he just destroyed it. So there is a stuffed lamb, a lamb chop.
With no face.
No, the face has been destroyed.
Here's the face.
Its gay pride ears and paws are still in existence because my boy is an ally. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing well. You?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yes.
I haven't gotten much sleep lately, just been waking up a lot, but I'm vibing still.
You're vibing.
I saw a thing, my friend posted it on Instagram, so this has to do with the internet, that
come here. Okay, I thought so.
There's no lenses in my glasses. Listen, that. 2020's hair called and it wanted it back, so I put the glasses back on. I went and got my hair.
It's gorgeous.
Dyed back to its original color last night.
Gorgeous.
And I was like, I look like, Abby's like, oh, it looks like when I first met you. And so I threw my old glasses on. I got PRK done last year, 2 years ago. I don't remember. Last year. And so I have my
looks
Warby
cute.
Parker frames that I pop the lenses out of and I wear every once in a while.
It looks cute.
A little blast from the past.
A little fashion statement there.
Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, my friend posted this thing on her Instagram where... What?
I forgot what we were talking about. I was distracted because I'm like, wait, there's no lenses.
Yeah, there's
in
no
there.
Lenses. And I always hate it. All right, we're just going to be distracted for a second.
Sorry.
No, you're all good. I always hated when people wore fake glasses because I'm like, you don't get to do that. This is not a fashion statement. These are used to see. But I did my time.
Yeah, you did.
I went 20 years.
Yeah.
19 years wearing glasses and contacts. I put in my time. So now, for me, it's not just a fashion statement. It's like, oh, did he nibble you on accident?
No, his paw got me. But I thought, my brain thought, teeth. He's chewing up his toy. It would be a soft nibble if he did.
Oh, yeah. I love when I tell him gentle.
He's using me as leverage.
You're going to have some bruised legs.
Oh, please. It's okay.
When he's taking a treat from me and I go gentle. And he's like, his little teeth like, and then he finally gets it. Oh, wow. He's like, this is my shining moment. This is my end.
He's getting close to that squeaker.
Yeah, he's going to find it and then I'm going to take it away and he's going to pout. Anyway, I did my time. When I wear glasses now, it's like a remembrance of what once was.
And a fashion statement.
It's a tribute. And it happens to be fashionable sometimes. So I'm allowed to because
you are.
I wore glasses. These had prescription in them.
They did. They're cute. You always had cute glasses. Always.
Thank you. I tried. Well, no. There was a time when I only wore contacts and then I just wore glasses to bed that they weren't the cutest.
Well, I didn't see those. So.
Because I was wearing them just to go to bed.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
So I didn't see them.
Yeah, I miss doing Warby Parker brand deals. I mean, obviously I don't anymore because I don't wear glasses. But they were a good company and I always liked their frames. I wore Warby Parker frames for a few years in a row. Not sponsored. I just like to shout out good companies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Back to...
Your friend, something about a friend in Instagram.
She reposted someone's Insta reel that at first I was like, bleh. stupid inspirational crap. Like,
no, some of it's good. Nah.
That's me just being a pest. I think I accidentally picked a scab and now I'm bleeding.
Oh, girl.
I'm never going to get through this story.
Here's some cotton.
Honestly, I thought about it for half a second. I was literally about to grab it and dab my bloody leg. Oh, I forgot to turn the AC off. Gosh darn it.
We are a mess today.
When are we not? 1 second. Entertain them, Mom.
Entertain. Well, I think Blaze can entertain. What would happen if I tried to take his toy away?
He would let you.
Would he?
Yeah.
He's got it in there pretty good. I think I'll just let him have it.
If Blaze loves you, you're allowed to do whatever you want to him.
He loves me.
I mean, I don't like to try and test that.
No.
But
he loves me.
Yeah, of course.
Your friend with Instagram.
I'm back. Okay. So she posts a lot of inspirational things.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted one where this dude was like, today is a no complaining day.
Oh, I like that.
And I was like, meh. And then he's like, just go about the day and don't complain about anything. And just see how things change. Perspective, your feelings, just see how it goes. Just don't do anything. And I was like, this is actually, yeah. That would be a good,
yep.
That would be a really good, just a little attempt. Like, you don't have to be positive about everything.
Right.
But just don't complain.
Yeah.
Because your mindset shifts everything. So I was like, oh, maybe we should do that. And I would love to do that one day where I'm like, okay, today is a no complaining day. So Thursday, which is when we post this,
mm-hmm.
No complaining day.
No complaining.
You can't complain tomorrow. About anything. You're allowed to be tired.
You're allowed to be
hungry. You're allowed to be stressed. But, you know, like when you're hungry, you just be like, you don't be like, oh, I'm so hungry.
Just fix something to eat.
Just be like, oh, I need to eat now. What should we eat?
Yeah.
And like, instead of being like, oh, I'm so tired. I can't keep my eyes open. This is the worst. Just be like, oh, I'm so excited for bed tonight.
Yep.
Just change how you think about it. Get excited for the thing that's going to fix it rather than complain about the issue.
I like that.
So Thursday, I've deemed it no complaining day.
I love that.
You are allowed to have negative emotions, but it's how you react to them.
Exactly.
All right. We usually start with therapy hour. That's my therapy for today. I actually have therapy tomorrow.
Do you?
Yeah. Every other week.
Every other week.
And then sometimes she goes, let's do every other week, but if there's an emergency, text me. So sometimes it's weekly, but other than that, it's every other week.
All right.
Do you have any therapy things? Things you need to talk about? Things you've learned that would help a human grow? Change?
No, but I'm going to do your thing tomorrow.
No complain day?
None.
Don't do it?
None.
Get all your complaining out?
Today.
And then tomorrow, you just don't complain. You just do life.
Do life. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
All right. Do you want to give us the holidays of the day then?
I do, because they're all positive pretty much.
Great.
And that's one of my glasses that aren't fake. They're real.
Okay, what's with the shade? You agreed with me. Oh, I Blaze found the squeaker.
Found it. He hasn't got it out yet.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay. All this kind of ties in love. Today, the 7th.
Did you just call me love?
No. Feel the love.
Oh, I thought you said this all ties in, my love. And I was like, oh.
It all ties in. Oh, I don't know. Wimby, I did. You'll have to rewind and see. Like,
you don't call me love or anything. You call me Boo Boo and Ray Bay.
Yeah. It's National Feel the Love Day.
Wait, what's the sign?
Feel the love tonight.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Because, you know, love makes our life richer.
It does.
And it could be a partner. It could be a friend. It could be an animal. It could be.
You know what, people? You know? Abby gets really mad because she's obsessed with her dog. And she's like, I'm mad that I love my dog this much. And she's like, because if I ever didn't have her, I'm going to be devastated. And she's like, I'd rather have just never gotten her. And I was like, no.
No.
It's better to have loved than lost. And she's like, shut up.
It's true.
It's all in jest, but it is true. It's so. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you go your life without love and you wouldn't ever have extreme loss. But then you also wouldn't feel that feeling of love of being just like obsessed with something that you love so much.
Yep. It's true.
Feel the love, y'all.
Feel the love. The next day is National Dog Appreciation Day.
Oh, didn't we just have one of those?
You know, you can never have enough.
That's true.
They need our love.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Can you feel the love tonight?
What was that on? Wasn't that in a movie? Why do I want to say The Lion King? It's not The Lion King.
That kind of sounds Lion King-y.
It did sound Lion King-y.
Let me look it up.
Okay.
Can you feel can you feel the love tonight? Movie. Let's see what she says. Oh my gosh, Mom, it's from The Lion King.
Yes.
That is The Lion King, song by Elton John.
I haven't heard that in a million years.
Yeah. Look at you go.
Look at you go.
Love it.
The 9th is When Pigs Fly Day.
So it doesn't
see if you
happen?
Know. No. It's a day of hope where the impossible can happen.
Oh.
See?
I mean, you can just put pigs on an airplane.
This is true.
So it can happen.
It can happen. That it is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see? Then, all things can happen.
All things can happen.
You just got to think outside the box.
Yeah. But here's another one.
Okay.
The next day is Hug Your Hound Day.
Hug your
there's
hound.
There's two things in 1 week for dogs.
There's always a dog holiday.
And there should
be. Okay, Blaze, you need to be calm and you're going to give Grandma bruises.
He's ripping out a leg now. An arm. No, that's an arm.
I thought you were an ally, bro. All right. There's little rainbows on the arms.
It's gone now. How about make your bed day? That's on the 11th. Do you make your bed every
day? We always make our bed.
Yeah.
Abby or I.
Now, do you go through spurts? Did you used to in your past? Where you didn't make your bed or you didn't feel the day was going to go right unless you made your bed?
I never felt it wasn't going to go right if I didn't do it. It was always just like, oh, I should make my bed. I want my room to look clean. Or like, oh, people are coming over. I should make my bed. Which is basically what I do now. Abby and I are constantly having people over at the house. And we both like a clean house.
Yes.
So like when we get up, we do chores. I always clean up the kitchen and she usually tidies up the bedroom. And there's some days where she has to rush out of bed, so I'll make the bed. But it's just like, you know, whatever. There were days in high school and college where I never made my bed.
Yeah.
Because I didn't care. And now I think I take more value in, what is it? Pride in my home.
Right.
No, you can't have your bone in here. Go. God, that dog. He ran into the gym to get his bone. I found this really cool bone.
Tell me about it.
It's a cheese bone. I'm sure you're like, some dogs have choked on it. I'm just going to say that because a dog has choked on everything and everyone yells at me. Blaze, go. Go to your spot. He ran back in to show you his bone. But there are these like cheese bones that are super hard and he's back.
But he doesn't have the bone.
Yes, he does. It's in his mouth.
Are Drop you it. Hiding it?
I promise you it's in his mouth.
Oh, I can see. Oh.
Go. 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 But it's a cheese bone that's super hard and they like chew on it. It has taken him, he's had this for 4 days and the whole thing is edible, but he can't get through it all. And then once it's like a little nub where you're like, your dog shouldn't chew on that anymore, it's a choking hazard, you microwave it for 45 seconds and let it cool down and it turns into just a normal treat.
What?
Yeah, it's really cool. Cause you know, like sometimes your dog's bone gets so small, you're like, that's a choking hazard. And they like, just end up swallowing it whole.
Right.
But you don't want to waste it. It well, you microwave cool. it.
Huh.
Blaze, I'm going to have to take that away from you if you can't settle. God. He's never been so disruptive during a podcast.
He's very excited about this bone.
He is. Last week you were here, he was dunzo. He just was sleeping
the whole
time. He was
out. He was. I've never seen him so tired.
I don't know. I gave him a walk this morning.
Oh, it's still in your mouth, dude.
It go. He's just going to go in and out all day.
You need a camera on his face when he walks in here because it's the cutest thing ever. It's so cute when he walks in.
He'll come back. Unless he won't because now the camera's on.
Of course.
We'll just wait. But okay. Give me another.
Another day. Day of encouragement. See, I love these. The 12th. Encourage somebody around you. Everybody needs encouragement.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's why I love my girls' nights. Everyone is just encouraging each other.
Yeah.
We encourage each other to like just start businesses and do things. Date that person. Don't date that person. Like we just are like, yeah, whatever you want. Do it. You can do anything. No, he's back. Blaze.
You need your group. You need your core. You are so cute.
He's hiding it in his mouth.
He is. Like what? What?
I got, okay. Well,
what are you guys talking about?
We're going to check to see if we have a sponsor for today while I take this bone out of his mouth and hide it. Sponsor, sponsor!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Oh my goodness.
I had to stick my hand in his mouth to get the bone out of his mouth, and it's at the size where I think I need to microwave it now.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, he's just going to stare lovingly at you the rest of the time.
That's okay. He can't.
Where am I? She took my bone.
Not the armpit.
Don't lick her. That's why we gave him a toy in the first place.
Oh, well.
Anyway, next holiday.
Okay. International. It's an international holiday.
International. People around the world. Let's get together.
The 13th.
And raise our hands.
For chocolate.
And celebrate chocolate. I mean, the world does love chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. And that tickles.
Please, don't lick her.
That tickles so much. The 14th, this is the last one. It's only celebrated in Australia, and I think it should be celebrated everywhere.
What?
It's Are You Okay Day. They do that in Australia.
I love that.
Yeah, you just go around and check up on each other, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you
I
okay?
love that.
I do, too.
And yeah. Give a real answer.
Yes, I was going to say, because some people will just give the, I'm fine, because they don't want to burden you or they're embarrassed or yeah. whatever, but we need to talk to each other about stuff.
Yeah. And if, you know, if they come to you with a genuine, are you okay? That's the moment where they're saying, I have the space to listen and take on your energy. So give it to me.
Yep.
Do it. I love that. Well, thank you for our holidays, Mother.
You're welcome.
Oh, let's see what I have on my list of things today. So I didn't really see any new top trends. Did you see any trends?
I didn't see any and I even looked.
There are a few things I want to try. There's a few food things I wanted to try.
Oh, there's one always was food things.
A mom making a pineapple casserole that she thinks everyone loves and no one eats. It's pineapple chunks.
Okay. It's good so far.
With cheese.
No. Oh, wait. Okay.
And Ritz crackers.
Oh, that's interesting.
It does not. It's not going to taste good. I want to try it, though.
We,
I definitely
we got to try it.
I'll try it. There are a lot of food things. Abby sends me food stuff all the time, so I get food trends because that's all she does is cook.
I love food trends.
That's not all she does, but that's her main love in life. So I'm always getting food TikToks, and there's a bunch of things I want to try.
I do try them.
You do?
I do see things, and I go, oh, that's good, and then I put it on my grocery list. And
I
always warn Dad, I'd say, this is from TikTok.
Oh, good luck.
And if I don't like it, I call my neighbor and I go, we have a big plate of this. It's a TikTok. And they always eat it.
Baggers can't be choosers. If you're getting free food, you're getting free food.
They're sweet.
All right. Did you learn anything this week on the internet?
I probably did. Wait, I'm thinking, oh man. I can't remember what it was. It was the guy who says, you mean to tell me after 40 years I've been doing this way and I could have done it this way?
Oh,
do you know
him? Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He did a couple of things that I went, oh, that's interesting. And of course, now I don't remember what it is.
That's my thing with learning things on TikTok. Like, it's unless it's a huge conversation piece, like little hacks, I go, oh, and then I completely
And then you completely forget. Exactly.
I never see them again. I never think about it again.
Exactly.
Like, I have seen different ways to strain pasta. And I will continue doing it the way where I throw the thing in the sink and pour the pot into that.
Yes. You tried putting the strainer in and it's like, no, I never do it.
No. And some people are like, boil it with the strainer inside if you have like a metal strainer. So you have your pot, you put a strainer in it, You has to be a certain type of strainer.
Yeah, because mine would melt.
You can do a plastic one, no. But then you fill it full of water and put the pasta in that. And then when it's done boiling, you literally just lift up the strainer and the water stays in the pot.
Okay.
There's like, I know these.
But see, I dump it out because that's just another step. It's the same amount of steps because if you're pouring it in the strainer.
It's just not as hard.
And then you have to drain, and then you pour it back in the pot.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that this way it's so that you don't have to like struggle with slowly pouring it so your sink doesn't also fill up. Because if you
got it.
Put a strainer in the sink and then just
yeah.
like throw all the water, hot water in with the pasta, the sink gunk could get into your pasta.
Yes.
So there's just like a million things. But yeah, I've seen a million hacks on how to hang a photo. How to,
yes, with a fork.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a million things and I never do them.
No, me either.
Never do them.
No.
Because sometimes hacks... while they do what they're supposed to, sometimes take just as long as if you do it your way.
Right. But the cooking stuff I do. Not hacks, but the cooking things.
Well, yeah, because who doesn't want to try new food?
And there's a million things I've seen hacks with garlic, and I always forget to try it.
They don't work.
No.
The best thing to do is just...
well, we do.
I chop off the ends, smash it a little bit, peel it.
Yeah.
And then you either dice it or put it in a thingy.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. All right. I learned some things on the internet this week.
Oh, please tell me.
Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Yes.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Is it Eras?
Eras.
Her tour she is doing and just did is coming to theaters. They filmed it and made a movie out of it.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see it next month. And then another thing I learned is a bunch of boomers wrote an article saying that Gen Z is no longer using LOL or LMFAO. Or LMAO, like, you know, laughing my beep off or laughing out loud. They don't use that anymore.
Oh.
They're now using IJBOL.
I just
burst out laughing.
Oh.
I just burst out laughing.
More things for me
where
to have
it's
to
like this. Instead of, you're not laughing out loud. You're not going, ha 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 ha. You're going, ha. Exactly. Because that's what you do. You burst out. You're like, ha.
Okay.
So, yeah, Gen Z, this is what the boomers have said to me.
Boomer. Am I a boomer?
You're a boomer.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too. All right, what are you? Are you a Gen Z?
I'm a millennial.
No, a millennial. Okay.
Yeah. But apparently the Gen Zers, the Gen younger Z- ones than me.
Littler. Okay, younger
so
than
like
you.
The high school to college.
Okay.
Are using IJBOL.
I just...
Burst out laughing.
Oh, it's the same one. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is true. I haven't seen it. And I've been on the tiki of the talkie a lot.
If you ever did that to me, I'd be like, it'd be a puzzle. I'd have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, Rachel, what does this mean?
You'd be like, I just bought olive oil late. I don't know. But that's what I learned. I don't know if it's true or not. Let me know down below, Gen Zers. Are you actually doing that? Or did the boomers lie to me?
I didn't lie to you. I didn't know anything about it.
It was an article, like a CNN, NBC type article where I was like, no.
No.
You guys don't know anything. But I was like, if I see it now, I'll know what it means.
My dad was before his time. We'd be driving down the road and he'd say some three letters to something. We're like, what? And it always stood for something. But it's like, what is that? But he was before his time because he was already doing that.
That's so
like,
weird.
How soon were we going to get there? PDQ, pretty darn quick, or whatever. And it was just like,
what?
He knew it before.
Before texting?
Before texting.
That's weird.
He just
stop
knew.
Stop licking, buddy. You are a menace today, sir. Why are you being a menace? You got two walks yesterday and a walk already this morning. What is your problem?
He's looking forward to this week when he gets his hugs all day long and when we appreciate him.
Oh.
Well, there was a dog walker day. I forgot to
I
put in.
I love my dog walker.
Did I miss that?
And Blaze also loves our dog walker.
It was. It's on. Wait. Oh, we have to go back and mention that. I'm sorry.
All
it's
right.
really important.
Turn back the track. That was stupid. Sorry.
I can't read without my glasses.
Let me see it.
The 8th.
Let me see it.
National. No. It's supposed to say. It's not.
Give the person with the fake
it's
glasses.
It's not National Dog Appreciation Day. It's National Dog Walkers Appreciation Day.
I was
going to
say,
Day.
I think we just had a Dog Appreciation Day.
That's why. And it, okay. Appreciate if you have a dog walker.
I do appreciate.
Yes.
I appreciate
Let them know
She's
on
amazing.
That day. On the 8th, let them know.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Marnay.
Marnay.
I appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
All right. I saw a few updates, just internet updates. YouTube is experimenting with longer but less frequent ad breaks on their YouTube TV. So normal commercials. Have we all just agreed that we're going back to what it was?
I guess. Doggone it. It was so lovely not to have commercials all the time.
Yeah, it was cable TV for the long, right. Like that's what TV was, cable TV. You had your shows on at certain hours and you had your commercials in between it. And that's what it was. Your commercial breaks was the time to pee, grab popcorn, do whatever you want. And then
switch the laundry.
Yeah. It gave you breaks to do your things. And then everything was like, no, we're going to do streaming now. And you only need to have a Netflix. And then everyone's like, okay. So we all got Netflix. And then they're like, oh, there's also Hulu. And then everything was like, oh, we're going to break off into our own networks.
Mm-hmm.
So now cable TV, instead of having channels, you have different streaming platforms
that you're paying for.
But now are still including commercials.
Yes.
So why are we paying for them?
Exactly.
And it's just like paying for cable and having commercials.
Right.
But then
now you have to go, is it on this?
Yeah, you have to
network,
find it.
Or is it on this network? Is it on this one? Where at TV, you had the TV guide and you knew where everything was when it showed.
Yes. The only benefit we're still having is you can pause.
That I like.
And you can watch it whenever you want. Because back in my day, I'm going to throw it back
here.
Back in my day, if you missed the intro to High School Musical.
You missed it.
On Disney. You know, that was supposed to be at 7-8 central. And you're like, what time is that? I don't even know. And then, you know, it's playing once. You don't know when it's going to play again. If you missed that 10 minutes, you missed it.
You missed it.
And so that is nice. We still have the power to watch when we want and deposit and rewind. But we're still paying cable prices again and watching the same commercials.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And then also YouTube is experimenting with games on their platform called Playables. So it's just a small beta program where they're going to start seeing if they can put computer games on there that you can play on your computer or your phone or whatever. I think they're just trying to become the next Twitch and Xbox and PlayStation where they're going to have people playing together. It's a smart move. That audience is clearly there.
Yeah.
So that's all. All right. Now we're moving on. Do you have anything, new updates you saw?
No.
Anything update? No?
No.
Okay. Then we're going to move on to the next segment, which is things on the internet that made me smile.
Okay.
Give it to me, Mom.
Okay. Dad, actually, you got to give him credit for this. He told me about it.
All right.
So then I had to go look at it. It's about chickens.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chicken named Peanut. Maybe you've seen this. There's a chicken named Peanut.
Okay.
Guess how old this chicken is. Chickens normally live 5 to 10 years. So
it's 15.
21.
There's no way. Someone switched it.
No,
someone
it's a switched little it. Banny chicken and she's...
Oh, you love a Banny chicken.
Oh, their eggs are just so cute. They're so cute. Anyway, 21 years old is this Peanut's name.
Uh-huh.
Chicken's name, Peanut. It right now holds the record for the world's oldest living chicken.
Okay.
But there is a chicken that lived 23 years, but it died back in 2011.
Is this someone's just like pet? Like...
They're pets. Well, they have chickens and Peanuts. She was going to actually, the mother rejected this egg or whatever. She was going to throw it in the lake because all the other chickens hatched. And she was just going to throw it in the lake because you don't want to have rotten chicken eggs laying around.
Yeah.
But she thought she heard peeping when she was going to toss it. And she's like listening and she goes, oh, there is a chicken here. It is alive. So she helped to get it out of its shell. And that's kind of tricky to do. And
yeah. She's an experienced farmer, it sounds like.
No, she goes, what do I have to lose? It's
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
But it had a deformed beak, and that's why it couldn't get out of the shell.
Oh, so she's hand,
yeah, she's hand-raised this, and she went back to figure out how old it is, and they timed it in their life with things that have happened and people they knew and all that stuff. It's 21 years old.
What in the world? I love
spoiled.
That.
Spoiled as can be. I just thought that was cool. So kudos for Dad for finding that for me.
Things live longer if you
take care of them.
Love and take care of them. Yes. Like, that's just what it is. I saw something that made me smile. Obviously, I'm on the TikTok and I see things all day long that make me smile, you know?
Yeah.
But I saw a list, 2023's best cities for surviving a zombie apocalypse. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna take a gander. It listed 200 cities.
Whoa.
And ranked them based on how easy you would get supplies,
okay,
how overpopulated it is, if it would have good hiding spots, if it had, if it was easy to like get out of the city, or like they went into this.
Wow.
And I was so proud because Los Angeles was number 5 out of 200.
Wow.
I was like, I live near there.
You live near there.
But Houston was number 1.
Really?
Supplies and able to get like away.
Oh, okay.
You know, they got good supplies there. They got lots of guns. And then New York, which I did not think.
But do guns kill zombies? I don't know the rules on zombies.
I think if you shoot them in the head. I thought that, I don't know the rules about
zombies.
Aren't zombies
dead? Here's
the thing about zombies.
Aren't zombies dead? So well, how do you kill something that's already dead?
You chop its head off.
I know how you do in the Game of Thrones.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Zombies are make-believe.
Yeah, they are.
So we could be like, if you sprinkle glitter on them, they disintegrate. Cinnamon. We make up the rules.
Yeah.
But we just know you have to have supplies of some sort.
Okay.
And ways to escape and ways to hide.
Okay.
So it went Houston, New York, San Antonio, Miami. Wasn't expecting Miami. Was not.
Okay.
Los Angeles, Austin. So 3 Texas places on this list.
Wow.
San Diego, Las Vegas, Chicago, and Orlando were the top 10. And I was just very impressed and very proud of my little city. I don't know how well we would do, but it
who,
says,
you and me?
No, just like the city for real.
Oh.
Like New York has like a community about it.
Yes, they do.
And you know, like I feel like Texas, everyone's like, we're Texas, we'll do it. And you know, so they'll do it. Los Angeles is very everyone on their own type of business. So, yeah, we're not the nicest. I mean, I don't live in it, but
no, you don't
that's
live in
my
there.
City. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it would just be people like, if you saw someone with a Dodgers hat, you'd be like, yeah. Like, it would be, like, I think, I genuinely think the city would be split survival wise based on jerseys.
You think so?
Yes.
Probably.
Like, then you'd see a Lakers jersey and be like, Kobe, let's go. Like, everyone's like, yeah, LeBron. That's how like people would choose their apocalyptic teams is based on the sports jerseys they had on.
Oh my goodness.
Did you have anything else that made you smile a little bit?
Legos. I did not know this. They made Legos. I've been doing Legos again. It's fun.
Legos are so do you have mine?
I love them. Do I have yours?
My Lego?
Yes. That's another thing we should need to discuss about Legos.
What?
Is we have bins and bins of Legos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with them.
I save them, but I don't know what to do with them. I do best if it's a kit and it has instructions and I build it. And then I'm done. But people can take Lego pieces and just build. I'm blown away the kids
do I love
do
building
that.
A house out of Legos.
Just out of nothing?
Yeah.
No pattern.
I love a good instruction book to like
I
get it done
do.
And be like, oh my God, I would never would have made this on my own. This is beautiful. And then I go through this. I remember feeling this as a child and I still feel it as an adult. When you do stuff like that, now what?
Exactly. It's now what?
Because like I do a puzzle and it's done.
Yes.
Now what?
I will never do that puzzle again. I usually give it away.
I don't like redoing puzzles.
No.
Yeah. I like to give them away.
Yes.
And I'm just like, okay, because I did it.
Yeah.
I completed it. I won.
Yes. We did win.
Next.
We did it.
We won. We finished the Lego set. We finished the puzzle. We finished the book.
Yep.
We're done.
Now what? You pass it on to someone else for their enjoyment.
Yeah, I gave a big Lego set to one of my nephews once because
yes.
Abby and I did it together and we're like, okay. And then we gave it to him and he loved it. But I was like, I never know what to do now. I have so many puzzles and I usually end up giving them away. But it's like,
I had a garage sale where I sold a whole bunch of puzzles, but this one lady came and she was so sweet and she was talking about her love for puzzles and she had like 6 of them that she wanted. And I'm like, just take them.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because it was such a love of hers.
Yeah.
And now it's like if we have leftover puzzles, we will give each other the puzzles.
Oh, that's fun.
And just go pass them on to somebody else.
That's great.
Yeah.
So Legos. Back to Legos.
They've been making Legos for the blind. Braille Legos.
Like, and now they say the color on them?
They have Braille on where the dots go. I'm not sure how it works. But
I mean, Legos are tactile, so you can feel them to see what you're working with.
Yeah, but for the last few years, they've been making them for blankets.
I did not know
and
this.
And now they're available to the public.
That's really
Isn't
cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's dope.
Yep. That made
I'd
me
love
happy.
That makes me happy. That's so cool when you like see things about stuff like that. And you're like, oh, finally.
Yeah.
Why not? Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Before we move on to our last segment, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. Update. I forgot. We were supposed to have new artwork and intros and outros. My mom wants to wait till she gets her hair done.
Oh, yeah, I just want to get my hair cut.
So she's getting her hair done next week.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take new photos and whatnot and have new stuff.
Yeah.
Just so we all know. We're on that track.
We're on that track. But Gabe couldn't get to me until...
Gabe is her hairdresser.
Yeah.
All right.
He's just going to cut.
You don't know Dye? You're going to go... I like the salt and pepper look.
I'm just staying with who I am.
I love it.
It's hair. And the upkeep, once you start going gray, is no one
constant.
Else. It's just constant.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I don't have time for that in my life. I want to spend my money and my time on other things.
My hairdresser, love her. She's amazing. She started graying in her early 20s.
Yeah.
And so she dyes. She's a hairdresser and she runs.
So it's,
like,
yeah.
And coloring hair is like her specialty. So she's just been dyeing it forever. She's like, I have a full head of gray hair.
Does she?
Yeah, but her hair is always black. And I'm like, oh my God. Thank God you're a hairdresser. Because like...
Some women can rock that gray hair, man.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But yeah. I haven't grayed yet, knock on wood. Not that it's a bad thing, but I was just like, I would have to run into that thought process. And yep. All right. Well, I do dye my hair now. I dyed it back to my natural.
Yeah, but it's fun.
But like, yeah. But yeah. Like, I love not doing anything with my hair for months. But if I decided to dye away the gray... I'd have to keep up with them more often.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I decided to go all out, I wouldn't be able to color my hair anymore.
Right.
You're in a sticky situation.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll just do a box color thing at home.
Yeah.
I've done that before too. I went, no, because I'm still strapped to the, you have to do it like
every
month. 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah.
Oh.
I just went, no, I think I'm going to go not. Who knows?
Hair is hard.
Next year I may say, dye it all.
Get it. You could go full gray. And then you can dye it a random color because purple. You don't have to bleach it.
True.
That's a big thing about doing your, like, if going from a black or brunette hair to a color is you have to bleach it first.
Wow.
So if you have all gray hair, you can skip the bleaching step.
Skip the bleaching. I don't know if it'll always all go gray. All of it go gray.
Well, you could.
It's like splotchy.
Ooh, what you could do. I don't
colors?
Know
colors just where that is?
Yeah. Like you just put green all over your head and then. Like you wash your hair out and the green will stick to the gray, but not the brown. So you just have brown and green hair.
There you go.
We can have fun with this, Mom.
Let's do it, Rach.
I have no idea if this will work or not. I have no hair science in my brain.
Hair science?
But I think that this could happen.
I don't know. It doesn't have to be like bleach, not just blonde.
Why not? It just has to be a lighter color than you can do. Like, you know how that's science, right?
Okay, but if your hair's blonde and you try to put purple dye in it, does it turn purple or do you have to bleach it?
Your bleaching it is to go white. Your hair is
gray.
White. Gray, but it's actually white.
Okay. We should put a shimmer in it so that
it sparkles.
So that it's sparkles.
I love this.
Let's do it.
Let's embrace it to have fun.
You can make a video of it.
I would love that. Some hair human, let me know. Can I just, if I dyed her hair blue right now.
Let's do it.
Would the gray keep the blue, but the brunette part not? I need to know.
We need to know.
I think this could be fun.
Yeah.
Because it would be like,
okay, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Okay. I love it. Okay. And if it goes to poop, we can just dye it all brown.
Oh, who cares? I'll let it grow out like I did.
Who cares?
Who cares?
My camera battery's about to die because I forgot to switch it at the last sponsor. One moment, please. Yep. And we're back. All right. This leads us to our last segment of just confessions.
Oh, confessions.
Do you have anything to confess?
I was thinking about that earlier today. No.
Oh. Well, that's great. I have two confessions. I have a sty on my left eye.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I don't even see it.
Yeah, it's like my lid is swollen. It was like a tiny sty that went away but got infected.
Ouch.
And I could go to the urgent care or I could just not and ignore it and see if it gets better. And if it doesn't, then I'll go. But if it gets better on its own, then great. I didn't waste money or time.
Okay.
And then also I had an ingrown hair on the back of my thigh.
Ow.
Are the backs of thighs and lower butt just like annoying with hair if you shave them? I feel like I always just get bumpy.
Well, I don't shave my upper thigh anymore, so
do you grow hair there anymore?
You know, I don't know how old your listeners are, our listeners are.
It's, I would say an adult-ish
show. Yeah. But my old adultness?
I'm sure there's a few.
All right. Are there any other 64-year-olds out there where your hair just stopped growing?
Oh, I've heard this is a thing. As you get older.
In the pits, your legs,
yeah, your
everything.
Hair just stops.
It just stops growing.
Your hormones shift, ma.
It's like, what? But it's not like there's not any at all. It's just, you know, random ones here. And you're like, ugh, so you still have to shave. But it's like, come on, if you're going to stop all the way. Give me a break. I'm old. I've been doing this for all the time. See, and now tomorrow I can't complain about that.
No, tomorrow you can't. But today you can.
Today I can. Yeah, such a small complaint.
But that is annoying that you're like, it's almost to the point where I don't have to shave.
Yes.
But I keep having to shave if I please.
If I want to.
Yeah.
And there's time I can go a while and not. Because you can't even, it's not like it
Abby,
used to be.
When we met, I was doing laser hair removal. And she's like, I don't do that. I was like, okay, great. So we started doing laser hair removal together. And she got her armpits lasered. And it got to, because she apparently used to have really thick armpit hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I never noticed it. I didn't care. But you know, you just have that thing on yourself that you're self-conscious about.
Mm-hmm.
No one else notices but you yourself. Now she got it lasered to the point where it's not completely gone, but it's about half of what it used to be. And she's like, I love it. Now she loves growing out her armpit hair because it's a little less, so it's not in your face, but she thinks they're cute now and she absolutely loves them. And I was like, I love that you're embracing your armpit hair finally. It just had to be reduced a little bit. Just reduced. But I think it's cute. I think it's fun. You know, aww. I personally love to shave everything.
Yes, you do.
All the time. But I did do laser hair removal, so it's a lot less.
Yeah.
That's the thing is people are like, you don't have to shave anymore. You got laser hair removal. I was like, nah, it's
still.
You got rid of, I want to say like 80%, mm-hmm. 85%. But the stuff that does grows back so slow.
Yeah.
So it is really nice.
Yeah.
But I still have to shave.
Yeah. Still have to shave.
Yeah. My arms have hair.
Yeah.
I don't do anything with my arms. I used to shave my arms every day.
Yeah, you did. They're nice.
Because I remember like some of the quote unquote popular girls in high school talking about how some girl didn't shave her arms.
Peer
and they
pressure.
Were like,
peer pressure.
Oh, they're like, I always shave mine. And they're like talking crap about this other chick who didn't shave her arms. And I'm just sitting there with my hoodie on, but covering my arms. I was like, oh my God, am I supposed to be shaving my arms?
And I never heard of anybody shaving their arms till you.
Yeah. And then I never shaved my arms though in high school. I was like, okay. But always stuck in my mind. And that's so crazy how a little comment near me, not about me, can sink in and just stick. And then in college, my roommate she wanted to wax her arms. And she's like, can I wax yours? I was like, sure. And she waxed mine. And then she was like obsessed with how soft my arms were.
Very.
And then all my other friends were like, oh my God, your arms are super soft. So everyone was like feeling me. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And I was like, I also love this. And then it started growing back. And I was like, oh, it's all spiky now. So I started shaving it daily. I literally shaved my arms every single day for years. Mm-hmm. And then I met Abby and she's like, I like arm hair. And I was like, okay. So I grow it back out and now I just have arm hair. And I was like, it's not even that much. I don't know why.
But your arm's still soft.
My arm is still soft.
Yep.
Still I don't
very,
know.
Very soft.
It's just social influence.
Yeah. I had one when I was in junior high. Someone told me I had bird arms and bird legs because I was a very, very, very thin little girl.
Yeah.
Very thin. So all through junior high and high school, I wore long sleeves and long pants. It could be 100 degrees outside.
People are the worst.
But we let them affect
we
us.
We let them because we're just taught that we're supposed to be living for other humans and we're not. We're supposed to be living for ourselves.
There are people that are suckage, but that shouldn't.
And there's times where people aren't even trying to be mean.
Right.
And it's just like you're not supposed to comment about anybody's body, positive or negative, because
mm-hmm.
You never know how they're going to take it and how it's going to sink in. And if like someone looks like they've worked really hard and got like a six pack and you're like, oh my God. And it's the first time you've ever commented on their body and you're like, oh my God, your six pack. Then they're going to be like,
I got to keep this.
Yes. Yeah. Because I only get compliments. That's the only time they've ever complimented me is when I have a six pack. So I got to keep the six pack.
Yep.
It's like a whole thing.
And it becomes an obsession.
So just like if you never comment, but then it's also that hard area where you know your friends worked really hard. So you want to be like, and they, you know, they love their six pack and they worked really hard for it. And you want to be like, I'm proud of you for that, but I'm not supposed to comment. So then you just comment on their dedication to the,
I don't know.
You're not supposed to comment on any, it's so hard. The world is hard.
World is hard.
Just
be kind.
Really hard.
Just be kind.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for everything.
Sounds good.
You have a good week.
Am I going to, or did I?
Both.
Yes.
Great. We did it.
We did it.
If there's ever any news stories you want us to check out, please let us know in the comments down below. Please subscribe, follow, like, do all the things. Once a week, we'll just try and bring you a little positivity with some information attached.
Maybe.
We didn't talk about nature much.
No.
We only talked about Peanut the chicken.
Peanut the chicken. Mm. 21 years old.
Let's hope she gets to 23
and bypasses tie. Or bypass. Yeah.
That's so much fun.
A chicken. I had a chicken that lived a while.
Kelly?
Kelly lived a long time.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
That was a good one.
I think she was like 11 or something.
Wow.
11 or 13. I think she was 13.
Oh, all right. Well, I love you guys, and we will see you next time with another episode.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.